After having visited the Food Gems facility a few times now and enjoyed everything from Aperol to champagne and great red wine from the Aria estate, I am so pleased to finally be catching up with Jocelyn Meyer Adams, who is the founder of Food Gems, together with her business partner, Jade. And Jocelyn is quite a special human being. She's got 30 years of culinary experience. She's worked in diverse locations, and she's a seasoned professional in the hospitality industry. And currently, she manages her hospitality consulting and private chefing business, in addition to serving as the chairperson of the South African Chefs Association in the Western Cape. Jocelyn has quite a long legacy. She's worked with renowned chefs like Jamie Kennedy and Gordon Ramsay. I think if she survived that, she can pretty much survive any. So welcome to Jet Setting with Janet, dear Jocelyn. And I must say, I have fond memories of amazing food, beautiful spaces there at Food Jam. So it's great to put a voice to this great brand. So, Jocelyn, and I was just telling our visitors and our listeners on the show that you have had quite a seasoned history of work in the hospitality sector. And I mentioned that if you could survive Gordon Ramsay, you can survive anything in life, right? Because that couldn't have been easy. And we were excited to hear what that experience was
Hey,
like.
whoop whoop. I say there's good people and bad people that you work with, in your life. But all experiences are learning experiences, right?
Absolutely. So you've had lots of experiences. You've worked in different continents. You have such a diverse exposure, to bring to us. And you've studied both food and wine. So tell us a little bit about your history, your journey, Jocelyn.
Yeah, so I was born in Canada and I did my chef's schooling and my 6,000 hours apprenticeship in Canada.
Wow.
And then I ran around the world, which was really such a great opportunity. I think as a chef, that's one of the privileges. And so that's sort of what sort of fed into Food Jams is all of these journeys of various places and cultures and being around the world. And that's inspired us to end up with Food Jam. So you think of like I've been to obviously worked with Gordon Ramsay. So at Food Jams we're exactly opposite. We encourage people. We want to connect with people. We want people to have an awesome time. We want them to learn something about culture or things that they're curious about in the kitchen. But in a comfortable space, that's held, that's safe,
That's enabling.
that's motivating and inspiring. But I mean, and also on the back of that, we hold the space with people. It's almost like a safe space for people to come in that's accessible to the industry, so that people can sort of understand what the hospitality industry is like and have a better understanding of what maybe they want to pursue. So in that sort of way, we are almost like an incubator.
Absolutely.
And it just gives people an opportunity to see what's happening in hospitality, and that there's so many different scopes and so many opportunities, different things that people can do. So there's lots of things that have been a part of my journey, but has been sort of transferred into Food Jams. So that we have all of these great opportunities with a little bit of a dash of this or a
Amazing.
spritz of this.
I've now been there three times. Remember, I said to you,
Woo!
I've never been, and now I'm an absolute addict. And I just asked you to quote us on our year end because it's such a cool place to be. And if you come in there, even if you're feeling a little bit under the weather, I think the vibey music, the bubbles, the Aperols, they all just make you so happy. And then the bright colors, it's somehow, for me, such a beautiful creative space. People are can be themselves. They can engage. You're allowed to make mistakes. And isn't that what learning and creativity is all about? Right? Because there's no pressure. It's going to come out great anyway because you're a whole team. So the collective energy is wonderful because you're there for each other. And I must say, it's a great way to team build. and network. So that's been my experience there. And I don't know how the concept grew and what the original intent was, but it's certainly become a beautiful space for people to vibe and jive and eat and have fun.
That's amazing. I hugely appreciate. We are such big fans of you, Janet. We love that you're always supporting the industry and that you're interested in hearing about people's stories. And we love that that Food Gems has become this space. It's the way you see it, you know, with the color, with the energy, with the learning. It's like nourishment for your cooking soul almost, you know, like
It's manna for the
feeds.
soul. I mean, the food definitely fills the gap, but it's manna for the soul because you get out there, you feel like a rock star, the music is thumping, and you feel, hey, you know, I
But
can get on stage.
I also love that you touched on that it doesn't matter if you make a mistake. The reality is there's no mistakes at Food Gems, and I mean one of our very big things is there's no rules. And
Yes.
the idea is that you're encouraged to make mistakes, you know, to try to go to the left if you're supposed to go to the right, to freestyle, to, I mean, if you don't like the recipe and you want to change anything, you change. It's an encouragement of thinking, of creativity, of, you know, what you can achieve. Excuse me. And the other thing is, you
Absolutely.
know, if you spill something, you break something, who cares? You know, we say, oh no.
I must say your team, so a default setting we always say is Jocelyn here today. And your team is so amazing. From the time I pull up to on the sidewalk, they help, you know, they orientate you. And the last time I was there, it was so super busy. I literally parked down the road. And your wonderful security person, who's so well dressed and attractive and full of muscles, I made a joke. I said, "Would you walk me down to my car?" Because I think I need security. I really didn't know he was the security person. He said,
And he
No,
was,
I
yeah.
will walk you." And that is actually my job. So we had a great chat, and everybody loves what they do, Jocelyn. And that actually, you know, if you can feel the pulse of an organization, just talk to their people or engage with them, and you will see whether people are happy or not. And you have a team of super happy people, which says something about the space, about you, and then about what they do. So when people come into the space, they themselves immediately, the happiness meter just dials up, which is amazing.
That is so awesome. Yes. Hey, we feel like people can give off great energy if they're given good energy too. And I think there's a bit of
Exactly.
that transference back and forth. The other thing that we are doing now is we're starting to expand a bit, which is really quite exciting. So Food Jam started many, many years ago by Jade. She was a bit of a jammer herself in music. So she used to play the sax, and then
Oh,
her
wow.
and her, yeah, in her musical group, one night they were a bit peckish, and they decided to put some music on and jam and cook, and that's essentially how the start of Food Jam started. And then now
Wow.
last year we've opened in Johannesburg at Emperor's Palace, so we've got a beautiful venue there.
Yes.
It's absolutely incredible. It's got a total separate entrance. It's at the back of Emperor's. Got parking for days. You can. It is just so gorgeous. It's got a big shiny gold bar, and there's such an awesome space. And then we've also got a couple opportunities that are coming up on the 29th of November. We're partnering with Allée Bleue for the Winelands. So it's called Wild in the Winelands. It's going to be at Allée Bleue in their beautiful events facility, which is like very glass and gorgeous. And so yeah, so we're looking forward to partnering with them. And then our Maker's Landing. From November 6th, we're going to do once a month a supper club with them. So we're going to start
Oh.
hosting, yeah, a Food Gems at Maker's Landing, which I also think because they're such in great incubators
They
and support
definitely
skills
the
development as well.
incubator space for sure. No,
So
that
we're very
is
excited about
absolutely
that too.
amazing, Jocelyn. You continue to rise. I mean, that is just phenomenal. You now have a national footprint, you now have a regional footprint. That's growing and growing. And I think it's because you're the beneficiaries of your happiness makingness. is growing. So
Okay.
people are talking to
And I
each
love
other.
that. Happiness beneficiaries. Huh?
Yes, are talking to each
I
other
love
and
that.
saying,
I'm going to
correct, you
credit you
own
for that
that. That's
term,
your word now.
Janet.
That's yours. I hand it over to you. So great vibes, great energy going, Jocelyn. And I see, just by the by, that you also do outside catering. Is that still happening?
Yeah,
Please
still
tell us about the
that's a
other
growing
parts of the
vibe
business. Yeah.
for us. So interestingly, we have partnered with Oasis Life, and they do retirement
Yes, I
living
know
and
Oasis.
communities. So we are
There's a
doing
waiting list to
catering.
get into Oasis. Must be
Yes,
your
massive.
cooking.
It's become a very popular place, and so we are really enjoying the space. The space is absolutely gorgeous. Constancia Life Oasis, or Oasis Life Constancia. Pardon me. And then we're also opening Oasis Life Sunningdale now. So that's going to happen later this year, which is quite exciting. And
Awesome.
and we do lots of catering. We do lots of events. And it's something that I guess people don't really know about us, but it's something that we love to do because, I mean, we love producing beautiful food and making people smile, you know?
Amazing, amazing. So many layers, so many exciting layers, Jocelyn. And I think the fact that food jams and the cooking is the face of what you do, because it's a very visible face. We often don't see the other things behind, because you are also the chairperson of the South African Chefs Association in the Western Cape. Where do you find the time, and what does that entail?
Hey, well, time is relative, eh? I think we are just
I
sort of lucky
agree.
that we've got an excellent team. I mean, sometimes we get a bit behind. I can say we're definitely a chaotic business, and we're like operations based, and things change. Often we have some great days, we have some, remarkably poor days. But I think the thing that helps us is that we're all very flexible, and we're open to change and challenge. And I think the more that you sort of train yourself to be that way, the more you can be flexible, reactive, in a positive way, not a negative way, you know?
Correct, correct. Exciting times. So, Jocelyn, we now devotees of food jams and everything that you create. It's just absolutely phenomenal. What message would you like to send out there to the wider public about your service offerings?
Well, I'd like to say that we have something for everybody. That it's an inclusive space, that it's a space that connects people. It's a space for happiness. It's a space to be comfortable. And it's a space for you to learn and be challenged and enjoy yourself all at the same time. So I guess my message would be to check it out. Everybody can cook. I really believe that everybody can cook. If families cook together every day, imagine how much more you would engage, how much more you would have to understand about each other, and you would be able to be more empathetic as well. So
Absolutely,
I
absolutely.
think it
Now,
teaches,
I
yeah. I
think
think
that
cooking
that.
teaches, humanity to some degree,
Yes, it's a joint exercise. It's a team. You build relationships, and I
Food
just
jams is
want
not about
that.
the food.
It's not about the food,
It's not
because the
about the food.
recipe's there. You're bringing things together. It's when you commune over that recipe and finally sit down to eat together. Because even the final sitting down to eat is just the end of a process. It's the fun that happens along the way that I'm so loving. And for me, I want to repaint my kitchen in some bright colors, and I want to bring that amazing sound system into my kitchen, because I think life and meals will be much more exciting if that happens.
It would be, hey? Can you imagine if you started your 4 o'clock was turn on the music, get the family together, it's time to cook, guys. Hey, let's get
Yeah,
grilling.
yeah, 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 absolutely. Well, Jocelyn, it sounds like you live an exciting life. You engage with so many people. And the question that I ask everybody is, what excites you? What wakes you up in the morning? For me, it's when I see a vehicle of mine on the road, And I say, hey, there's our logo. And I get excited. What is it for you?
So I get excited by seeing people learn and giving and seeing people have opportunities. So when it's guests, it's that sort of like moment where they maybe go from from looking a little bit uncomfortable to like really smiling and wiggling and getting a groove on. Or like with our team members, when they sort of have their aha moments where they see that that's hospitality as a caveat as something that can carry them and that it's opening doors and allowing growth, you know. That those are sort of my moments when I have great joy.
Wonderful. I completely resonate with that. And I must tell you that initial discomfort, because you see the sea of people, right? And everybody looks way cooler than you. And as the evening goes on, you say to yourself, hey, I am actually the cool person here too. And that's so liberating because sometimes, you walk into a room and you wonder, is this the right fit for me? What is my role here? Because we have these constructs, but it's the most liberating thing to let your hair down and just cook and make a mess and have a glass and just chill. It's awesome.
Hey, just let it go. Hey, but just be your best self.
Absolutely.
And
Just
I
be
believe
yourself.
everybody can do anything. They just need to decide that that's what they want to do.
Yeah, and that's pretty much like life, right? If it no longer serves you, you get up, you walk away. You start afresh, and isn't that the best feeling to be able to do that? It's truly liberating. So, Jocelyn, I think we've chatted about food jams. We've actually chatted about life, and that is so great to connect with you, to be able to understand the energy that goes behind food jams and the creation thereof. And I mean, it's just the coolest spot right now for me, and I'm loving it. So, thank you for joining us. And we encourage our listeners to go out and check out Food Jams. And Jocelyn has very kindly given us a voucher for two to cook and have this wonderful immersive experience of a culinary class. And just go out there and have fun. Food Jams is where it's at.
Amazing. Hey, if music be the food of life, play on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for making time, Jocelyn. I know you're juggling a few things, and I'm so happy that we could finally connect. It's been great chatting to you.
Thanks so much. Hey, we really appreciate it. Have a beautiful day further and enjoy the
You
rest of the week.
too. You
All
too.
the best.
Happiness all around. Ciao, ciao.
Thanks,
Bye
Janet.
now.
All the best. Much
You're
love.
welcome. You
Bye.
too.